states attempting to pass legislation like New Hampshire. HCR 6 is introduced in the 2009 session. We're going to get some of these state reps on. Representative Idas Rock, Ingebrigtsen, Graff, Comford, Delaney. So we're going to work on that. Says we're not going to have martial law, we're not going to have gun confiscation, and they list what the feds are doing and what they're moving ahead with. So the states are rallying, the people are waking up. Shame on Texas, shame on Arizona, shame on places like Vermont that claim they're so pro-Second Amendment. Gun owners are delusional, going, my guns are fine. Barack says, as they introduce the bills to ban every semi-auto, to make you be federally licensed, psychological federal testing by fiat, they can just claim that you've got a psychological problem. I mean, this is the end. And earlier we played Rahm Emanuel. I'm going to play that again later because we just played the audio earlier before we were simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, where he said, if we think maybe you're a terrorist, so that means if we think maybe you've committed a misdemeanor, because Section 802 of terrorism in the Patriot Act says any misdemeanor, you'll be on the no-fly list, you won't be able to own a gun. Well, that no-fly list is a criminal list. Over a million Americans now on it. No judge, no jury. Congressmen, senators, business owners. A lot of you are on that list, and it's growing. It's got to be over a million now. Last time I saw it 6 months ago, it was in the news. Over a million on no-fly list, and over 2 million on the criminal list. No conviction, no nothing. Just total tyranny. That's what the bad guys do, folks. They want your guns. So we're going to work on getting some of these state reps on, so that we can spread the word about this happening, get other state reps introduce legislation. Because if the feds announce you're turning your guns in, folks, you better hope your state stands up and says no. That's the last line of defense. That's why they've been getting rid of the states. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Mike in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. God bless you for what you're doing and the information you're releasing to everybody and keeping everybody a little smarter than they normally would be without you. You were mentioned on George Norrie last night about the FEMA camps and how you've been screaming and yelling about it all these years and no one's been listening to you. And I think people are starting to wake up little by little, but I think it might be a little too late. I think that they've just pushed and pushed and... and I think that it's a scary world out there, Alex, and it's just getting worse and worse every day. And I don't know what to do.
I mean, was George talking about how the bills are introduced to murder?
Yeah, the Florida introduced a bill. The senator, I believe, from Florida introduced the bill, and I mean it's going to pass. They're just going to stand right up one after the other and vote for it and pass it.
Because they're criminals.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's just scarier.
I mean, they have handed us over to foreign banks. They've looted us. They're stealing all the pension funds. As I told you years ago, they were planning. They read their own documents. And then they're going to sit there and say, military, attack the people. They, you know, they don't like their savings being taken. And the military's going to go, lock and load.
Absolutely. They're all brainwashed.
And then they'll have TV ads going, look at our heroes. Look at them. They'll have rock bands going, they're a warrior fighting the evil American. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scary world out there. We're expecting our first daughter.
For the new world order.
We're going to avoid giving her the... vaccinations, and thank God for religious exemption. And actually, New York State is trying to strengthen the religious exemption for vaccinations. So that's some good news up to that point.
No, the fight is on. The people know, except for, let me see, 57% of voters, or it's almost 60, but the voted for Barack Obama. Let's see, 60% voted for Barack Obama. Well, no, that's not accurate. Let me get this right. We had 62% voter turnout, and close to 60% of the voters voted for Barack Obama. So, what is 60% of 60%? We're talking about 35% or so, 37%, I mean, get a calculator out, of the country voted for Obama. Anything else, sir?
No, that'll do it. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dry capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're in an info war. Our secret weapon is history, the truth, our honor, our willingness to fight for every person out there to unlock their mind. The globalists want to keep their minds shut, small, petty, in abject tyranny, just giving in to corruption. We want to just unlock people's minds so they can look at the world for themselves and assess what's really happening, what's really going on in their area, and to decide if they want to be part of this fight for liberty in history or if they want evil to be able to take over. Now, I'm going to say this again. I say this every show, and I'm going to beg the audience now. The number one thing you can do to fight the New World Order is to spread the word. And what is most effective? Films. So get my films, other films, make copies, have viewing parties, get it out. Call Congress, go speak to your city council, call your state legislatures, tell them introduce legislation like New Hampshire did. Seven states passed bills saying we're not going to follow the Patriot Act, it's un-American, and instructed their state police not to follow it, and instructed their states, because the states are over the counties and cities, told their counties and cities, do not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's still in effect here. Don't use the Patriot Act against U.S. citizens. And the feds, oh, no, we're not doing that. And then they did, and a lot of states are now using it. That was all because I had the idea to do that, and people picked it up, ran with it. People formed organizations in 800-plus cities and seven states did it. Now, this could domino effect with what's happening with this House Resolution 6 in New Hampshire. And other states have similar things. We've had the state rep on, she's a state senator on, many times. We need to get her back on, who introduced legislation similar to this years ago after she saw my film Police State 2000. Another example. We call her, have her on as a guest. I go, why'd you introduce this? Oh, I saw Police State 2000, checked it out. Now, that was back in 2000. And now she's a big 9/11 truther. But Karen Johnson. So other states are doing similar things. We don't just want to have these introduced. We want to have these passed, saying, we know you're setting up martial law. We know you're setting up tyranny. We know you're engaged in all this corruption. We know you're illegitimate. We are not going to let the feds come in here and take the guns. We are not going to take part in this and go along with this. It can happen. You have to believe that it can happen first, and that means you have to form groups, get focused, get the legislation from New Hampshire and other legislation, put it together and bring it in and speak to committees and shake hands and get down there. It can happen. The people are really listening right now. A lot of folks in politics are scared. They know what's going on. They just want to see people supporting them for what's right. Now, the big issue is we don't have a choice. You can say it's a tough road we got to go down. Well, the other one's a lot tougher. I'm not going to just lay here in a ditch on my knees and put a bullet in my head, and it could come to that. Now, listen. Another big solution is spreading the word. There are hundreds of thousands of people that listen every 15 minutes. Ted's even gotten ratings from our stations before. It's like 315,000 people for 15 minutes listening. On just the AM and FM. Then shortwave, satellite, internet, number one show on Shoutcast. And now they changed it where, like, a third of our streams can be seen. Before it was half our streams. Now a third of our streams can be seen on Shoutcast. And we're routinely number one in talk and routinely in the top five, period. And the reason I don't like not being in the top, because we're sending more streams other places trying to work out the system, is being on the top of Shoutcast, people want to hear what number one is, and it makes more people listen. So we're working that out to try to get more of our streams pointed at that, because a lot of them are going through CDNs, not single servers. And side issue, the point is, it's kind of stuff I deal with all day. I want you as listeners to please tell your email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors. This is a hard-hitting, serious show. You want to know what's really happening with the corporate takeover, the bailouts, the depression, the gun control, the FEMA camps. This is the place. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the backup sites, PrisonPlanet.tv is the big video site, Infowars.net, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com. And just tell people at red lights. Tell them at work. Tell them at church. Tell them at synagogue or at the mosque or at the golf course or at the bar or at the beach. Because, I mean, I'm putting everything on the line. And whether you know it or not, you're on the line, too. Your butt is hanging out over the edge of a cliff, folks. Only chance we've got is to claw back and not fall off the side of this cliff. And I'm clawing. There's blood coming out of my fingernails. I'm trying, but I can't pull the whole country up behind me. The listeners we've got now can't do it all. We need more. And if you just explosively start telling people about the show, it can exponentially grow. With the viral videos, all of it. So I want to commend all of you out there with the viral videos and everybody else spreading the word. God bless you. You're doing a fabulous job. Now, let me shift gears into brainwashing and propaganda. I got a bunch of different video clips here. We have the band Three Doors Down, I'm a Warrior video, right? It was our anniversary last night. Took my wife to a movie. First time I've done that in about a year. I never have time. But anyways, I go in there, and I'd heard about this from Jason Burmes. He said he went and saw a movie last week, and it was like, I'm a warrior, with troops marching through the streets of America, the condition you'd accept troops on the streets, and parades, and everybody loving them. That creates the propaganda that the war's good, that you love the troops by loving war, that it's rock star, that it's cool, that young kids can go join the military, and it just goes on and on and on and on. So we're not going to play this first. We're going to play this citizen soldier, I'm a warrior thing a little bit later in the show. But this is just the most base propaganda there is. First, I want to play, and this isn't the one I saw in the Super Bowl. There's a bunch of these. If you go to YouTube, in fact, minimize this page. I want to show people right here. If you go to YouTube and you type in high fructose corn syrup ad, you'll get scores of them. Okay. And it's all the same. Somebody's eating high fructose corn syrup. Somebody says, hey, I heard that's not good for you. Oh, that's ridiculous conspiracy theory. It's absolutely wholesome and delicious from little corn. So you can go watch all these if you want, but we're analyzing this one. Here is the propaganda.
Hey! Wow. You don't care what the kids eat, huh?
Excuse me?
That has high fructose corn syrup in it.
And?
Yeah, you know what they say about it?
Like what?
Honey,
It's that it's made from corn, doesn't have artificial ingredients, and like sugar, it's fine in moderation.
Love the top.
Oh, well, thank you.
Get the facts. You're in for a sweet surprise.
Okay, there were no facts there. There were no facts there, but the image is the trendy, cool, you know, lady knows what's going on. This dumb idiot comes over and says, what are the facts? And she's like, I don't know any. I mean, and all the ads are the same. It's peer pressure. And they have weird ads demonizing the Second Amendment, weird ads demonizing national sovereignty, and weird ads out there I'm seeing where somebody will go, I just hate black people. And by the way, I love the Second Amendment. You know, just guilt by association type stuff is now everywhere. In fact, let's click on another one of the, before we go to the Alec Baldwin ad, let's click on one more of those high fructose corn syrup ads. Here we go. Yeah, I know there's no audio. YouTube's shutting down. That's because they clicked it before it didn't load.
You want a bite?
I thought you loved me.
I do. Take two bites.
It's got high fructose corn syrup in it.
So?
Well, you know what they say about it.
What?
That it's...
That it's made from corn, has the same calories as sugar, honey, and it's fine in moderation.
You only wrote one?
Get the facts. You're in for a sweet surprise.
Okay, so there's ad after 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 ad all over TV, the Super Bowl. That's the one I've seen on the Super Bowl. And it's the same thing. That's corn syrup. I heard that's not good. Oh, really? You heard it's not good? What's your facts? And always, he's the guy wanting the girl. Have you seen the ads where they hold up a beer and it's a hot chick? And you're really wanting her, but the association is the Coors Light or the Budweiser or whatever with the woman. Basic psychology, basic advertising 101. Well, here it's the good-looking girl, beautiful day, the popsicles in a sunny day, under the shade, perfect, giggling background noises because it's primitive, you know, creatures. We like the sound of giggling children, happy people, and there's a sound of rustling wind. You know, that was the target men who want a mate. And associating at the primitive level, you will get the mate. And the red lollipop symbolizes sex. The red popsicle, red is the symbol of sex. Folks, I took advertising. This is psych warfare, okay? And they're sitting there with it. So it's a tasty-looking popsicle. It symbolizes sex in the Freudian school. They have several other schools in there. There's the giggling children, the happiness. This is a Garden of Eden, and in the middle of the Garden of Eden is this fruit growing, this red fruit. It is the red popsicle. And then at the intellectual level, he's an idiot. He shot his mouth off, but she showed him the woman. Now, for the woman, she sees this, and the girl's giggling up above him like the goddess. I just covered how it affects the man, the psych warfare on his angle. For the woman, she's up above him in the garden. She's happy, the sound of giggling children. She has the popsicle. It's the center of everything. And she shows that she's more knowledgeable and lovingly giggles at the fool. Now, there's other layers to this, but I just covered it, basically. This is what they're doing everywhere. And they have different types of propaganda they use, and they interwove them. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. You will be very useful to me.
I'm going to ask Max Kaiser, his friends with Alec Baldwin. I'm going to ask Charlie Sheen. I know they're friends. Alec, I know they got you this because it's a joke, funny ad, but you know, TV eats your brain. But we're going to eat the rest of your brain with the TV. And by the way, I'm a reptoid. Now when people talk about TV frying your brain or being used to condition and control you, as we're just now illustrating, they will then say, oh, yeah, I saw that Alec Baldwin Super Bowl commercial. You see, they're making a joke out of all of this. They're making it funny, but it's not funny. By the way, corn syrup, I can give you thousands of facts. I'm not the idiot in the ad. I can give you facts. Here's Washington Post, January 28th, 09. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Half of 55 popular brands have high levels of mercury in it, even though it's not involved in the manufacturing process. I mean, zoom in over here. I want to show people this. Okay, you want facts about it? Why is it filled with mercury? Washington Post, just Google high fructose corn syrup mercury. You'll get hundreds of news articles. There's a fact for you. That dumb bimbo talked to me. I'd show her some facts.
What's your facts?
Okay, mercury head. You can't even understand me. You take so much mercury.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Again, zoom in on this for the viewers out there. You see all these TV ads telling you that porn syrup isn't bad for you when there's all these mainline studies from universities, medical studies, showing that you eat it and then you're still hungry. So it makes you eat more. It makes you obese. It is linked to diabetes. It has all sorts of problems. And so they're running ads to condition the public. And then it turns out half of 55 major brands of food with corn syrup in it, the 55 they tested, half of them had high levels of mercury. And they just say here at the end of the article, the bad news is that nobody knows whether or not their soda or snack food contains HFCs made from ingredients like caustic soda contaminated with mercury. They're using toxic waste soda. The good news is that mercury-free HFC ingredients exist. Food companies just need a good push. A push. We got to push them to only use these ingredients. And it goes on. Products bought off the shelf in the autumn of 2008 had mercury in them. So, again, study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Honey, you're eating corn syrup.
Well, what's your facts, Alex? Corn syrup comes from corn and is nutritious. Oh, God, you're so smart. I don't have any facts. I'm just an idiot. Some conspiracy theorist told me. I don't have any facts. I don't have any proof. It's good for me. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, there you go. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. This is from last week, folks. I mean, just Google bad effects of corn syrup diabetes, corn syrup liver. I just can't handle it anymore. Let's continue with review of propaganda. Folks on radio hear the audio, which is most of the propaganda, but those watching PresentPlanet.tv are getting the visual. Let's analyze the HULU commercial with Alec Baldwin. We can do this because this is all fair use, ladies and gentlemen, as we sit here and analyze this piece of propaganda. Here we go.
Hello, Earth. I'm Alec Baldwin, TV star. You know, they say TV will rot your brain. That's absurd. TV only softens the brain like a ripe banana. To take it all the way, they've created Hulu. Hulu beams TV directly to your portable computing devices, giving you more of the cerebral gelatinizing shows you want anytime, anywhere. For free.
I only hang out because I want your love.
Mushy mush. And the best part is there's nothing you could do to stop it. I mean, what are you going to do? Turn off your TV and your computer? Once your brains are reduced to a cottage cheese like mush, we'll scoop them out with a melon baller and gobble them right on up. Oops. I think I'm drooling a little. Because we're aliens. And that's how we roll. Hulu, an evil plot to destroy the world. Enjoy.
This is hardcore evil. And I'm sure that
Alec Baldwin is very useful to the New World Order. Hans Blix, come on in, buddy.
It's fun. It's cute. Okay, do it right now. I'm going to let the guys do this. And I want it on screen as you Google. On screen, please, for them. Put your Google on screen for them. We're going to go back to Three Doors Down brainwashing in a moment. And I want you to Google. We did this on KLBJ about 6 months ago. It took you guys a few tries. But let me think the exact key words to find it. Television viewing Alzheimer's. Television viewing Alzheimer's. Tens of thousands of peer-reviewed top studies that if you watch more than an hour of television a day, you get massive increases in Alzheimer's. It literally makes your brain rot. You know why? Because after age 30, you lose millions of brain cells a day, but you have extra brain space to create new neural pathways when you're learning. But when you're watching television, it puts you, because of the flicker rate and other reasons, into a lower state of mind, a sleep stage. And then the brain starts desiccating quicker. You start losing more of the operable brain cells. TV viewing and Alzheimer's. Access my library. BBC News. TV links to Alzheimer's. On screen, please. Oh, and there's 996,000 hits there for you. Please punch it back up. But it's funny. Ha ha, Alec Baldwin. Ha ha ha. So now when you tell somebody that TV literally destroys your cognitive abilities and literally causes you to become retarded, it won't matter because, Alec Baldwin and the little alien tentacle. We're aliens and that's how we roll. Well, yes, it's a guild of psychopathic humans who do believe they're another species who are operating this system. But, there she is having her brain sucked. Watching too much television and doing too little physical activity can link to Alzheimer's disease, according to U.S. researchers. And it goes on to talk about massive increases in people getting Alzheimer's in a direct correlation with watching more television. Oh, but Alec Baldwin is very useful to them. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Transmission continues.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airwaves of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
I saw a computer company ad about a year ago, and I don't watch much TV. It's all propaganda now. And it showed a guy with a laser pointer at a computer screen showing people some new high technology system, and the crowd was chimpanzees, not listening, throwing spitballs, throwing paper airplanes, you know, smoking cigarettes. And it was all about how you're a bunch of idiots and we're above you. And it was the same thing here. It's like you won't be able to resist our product. You're going to watch, you know, our entertainment TV shows now on your computer. And we have you, and it's rotting your brain. So now when you talk about that, they're going to say you got that from the Super Bowl Alec Baldwin ad that's running everywhere. And you're not, it familiarizes you. It acclimates you. It makes you comfortable. This is all about institutionalizing you, domesticating you. And it's just everything. Today, I've always talked about analyzing commercials. Well, now we got the TV show. Now we're in here, you know, simulcasting. I can show everyone this, and folks can hear the audio. But that's why we need more funds, so I can hire writers, so they can sit here and watch what I cover on air and then go do an article about it and post the material. Three writers isn't enough, but as it is, we're not hiring writers. We don't have the money. We're hiring an extra IT person, some more sales folks because they pay for themselves. Another radio producer, and another video person, another video editor, and we're totally maxed there. Please buy the books and videos on the site because we're not funded by the New World Order. We're not funded by the corn syrup makers. What's up? You're trying to talk to me because I can't hear you. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to another clip now, the Three Doors Down video. And what it looks like what I saw in the movie theater last night was a different variant of this. So there must be multiple variants of Three Doors Down. And this particular one is equating being in the National Guard with being in the militia in the Revolutionary War. People know that's bedrock America. There's a hunger for revolution. So they're saying, yes, we're the revolution. Join the military. They don't tell you, though, the National Guard now has been totally federalized. You'll go overseas immediately, then be trained in kicking down doors and gun confiscation, and then come back here to the U.S. under NORTHCOM. Go ahead and roll it. Citizen soldier, yeah, baby. Join the military. We got vaccines full of mercury. We got corn syrup, too.
The boundaries of your city's lights.
We've got depleted uranium.
Waiting for your cries.
Rewind it. Rewind it. Look, stop, stop, stop. Again, whenever you see a drug commercial for Prozac, it's clouds and you're sad, everything's unhappy. But then it cuts to a beautiful park with that magic golden hour, about an hour before sunset, and they're playing football in the park and outside the boundaries of your cities. You know, here's the psychology. You're in the Garden of Eden. You're protecting your woman, but outside it's dangerous. Who protects this Eden? Our troops do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in reality, it's the troops that are bringing in the New World Order, the enforcement, to destroy our Eden. It's this basic human instinct, your little village and the enemy tribe 20 miles away that raids you a couple times a year and kills your people and hauls your women off. And you're sitting there in the cave or in the hut looking at your woman, looking at your three children. You're out hunting all day and fishing, trying to bring them food in. You're always, you know, you've got your weapon there. You don't want to fight because the other tribe's bigger and they're stronger, but you've got to protect your family. It's a base instinct. So you got to protect your women. Oh, be a citizen soldier. When in reality, the military is owned by the foreign bank that are destroying your family. Now play this devilish propaganda for folks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We put out propaganda for the government. Oh, we're playing football. Protect America. Outside the boundaries of your cities, the enemy's coming. Beyond the boundaries of your city's lights. Stand the heroes waiting for your cries. So many times you did not bring this on yourself.
All right, here, pause again. So you didn't bring this on yourself, but soldiers are stuck outside the city lights. They're stuck battling. You need to join the military to save Americans that are outgunned and outnumbered, fighting hard to kill 1.3 million Iraqis, fighting hard to ship in cocaine and heroin, fighting hard to bring in that opium, fighting hard to launder that money, fighting hard to torture people in secret camps, fighting hard to train to take over the U.S., filled with illegal aliens and felons. Criminals, they're fighting hard for you. You're not against America, are you, right now? I'm a citizen soldier. Keep going.
I'll be there to help.
See, get paused. See, just like Obama says, we're going to have national compulsory service, but the first thing they push is helping people in floods and hurricanes and soup kitchens. Well, who's against that? But the real mission's taking your guns. The bills are introduced to do it, and they've announced troops are in the U.S. to be used against us for that. And they did it in New Orleans and Illinois. So this is a different version than I saw last night. There must be a whole bunch of these things out there. And what was the one you were... Well, keep going.
Your brothers and sisters.
Hit pause. See, now they're associating it with... Everything's an image, a meme, a archetype. You know, now you see one of the revolutionary swamp foxes. He's running from cannon fire. He's a militia. When in truth, the feds are demonizing militias, trying to outlaw them, trying to disarm the American people. But they show you that image. Oh, we're the guys that are with the Founding Fathers. When I have FEMA on video teaching the Founding Fathers were terrorists, then America's bad. Oh, it's in Road to Tyranny. You want me to play that clip? You're out there doubting me? Oh, just like I told you, Alzheimer's is being caused by watching TV and all the mercury in your food. Would you like me to show FEMA saying the Founding Fathers were bad? If we have time, we will do that, but it's in Road to Tyranny. So look at that. That's a minute, man. Ooh, that's been taboo. That's been bad in the media, but now it's okay. You can be a minute, man. You can be a minute, man. You can help take over Iraq and make sure all the kids get their shots so they can't have babies. But they'll tell you it was so they don't get smallpox. Let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
I'll be right here.
Pause. Notice how the guy running looks like or maybe the same guy playing football. We all know we're connected instinctively to our ancestors and that we are connected to those who come after us. We truly live forever through our progeny. So they're actually reaching into base human programming, not just with our heritage, but directly with it being the same person. Saying he fought before, be part of that great heritage. This is hardcore psych warfare. Continue with the Pentagon attack on the American people. Go ahead. Hit pause. I fired the shot that started the nation. I fired the shot that started the nation. Right there. They've introduced the gun control bills to literally ban all semi-autos, to make everybody be licensed in America with psychological federal testing, where the feds can say you're on a terror or crime list with no judge, no jury, no arrest, and ban you owning any guns. It's all introduced. We covered it earlier in the show. They've introduced bills to build FEMA camps. They've already built the camps, but now they're saying they're going to merge local police with them. They're destroying what these guys went to war because the British were confiscating their guns. Now, the very same New World Order's here doing it, claiming they're our ancestors. This is high treason. Our military isn't ours anymore. We are the Minutemen. We are the Sons of Liberty that fight the New World Order, not the people in the military. Now, there are good people in the military who know what's going on are upset. In fact, the majority of them, but they're being replaced with illegal aliens and crime syndicate operatives, and the biggest recruiting stations are in Mexico City, Manila, Philippines, and, of course, in the major cities in the Eastern Bloc, former Eastern Bloc, like Ukraine and Czech Republic. Check into it. They're signing deals to bring foreign troops into America, not just in the combined force. Now, remember that. Remember who you work for. You work for the bankers that have hijacked America and now have to use the military to suppress the people so we don't get justice while your banker bosses take over the pension funds. Back it up about 20 seconds. I want to play this for folks. Oh, you started a nation. That's good. Hit play. You started a nation. You know, because you're in the New World Order military. You are the ones killing the country and killing other sovereign countries. You're country killers. You're freedom killers. You're training to take our guns, and I've got video 10 years ago of it, and now it's openly announced. Play the video. All right, hit pause. The Minutemen are fighting the Redcoats, and then it cuts to Apache helicopters blowing up cities. No, the Redcoats were the Apache helicopters blowing up cities. The ragtag people fighting them are the equivalent of 1776ers. Let's get that straight, too. We were the underdogs. The Iraqis are the underdogs, not the big giant behemoth blowing the hell out of everything in its way. This is disgusting, sickening, filthy propaganda. And everything the military works for now is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution that all the other veterans before them fought for. This is a disgrace and is an abomination to the Republic. I rebuke this accursed piece of propaganda. Go to the continue with the evil.
Will there be people crying in the streets? Will there starving for a meal?
Stop right there. Why are the women starving for a meal to eat in all these countries? Because the globalists came in and blew up their water structures, their power plants, their roads, their bridges, their infrastructure, and put siege on them for decades.
Women starving for something to eat.
All this bull. I mean, you know, the Nazis had propaganda posters where it showed a Nazi soldier, you know, in Russia or Poland handing someone a loaf of bread. There's literally pictures of them handing a woman a loaf who's going like this below them, and they're going, Heil Hitler below it, handing the woman a piece of bread. And by the way, I know when I just did that, the psyops are going to go put that and say I was howling Hitler. But then people are going to find out you lied about it and find out you're working for the government. And then they'll know how credible we are. So go ahead and run your psyop on that one, too. You lying scum. You will be defeated. The Republic is going to kick your ass. Get that straight. The real 1776ers, not this counterfeit. Now go back to the video.
When they simply need a place to make their beds, right here underneath my wings. Rest your head on that day when you need your brothers and sisters to care. I'll be right here, sinners and souls.
All right, stop right there. Another huge lie. It's saying while the military's off feeding and helping people, actually blowing their countries up, and then it's like shooting somebody in the head and giving them a Band-Aid. While the troops, see, they're sucking in good men and women who mean well to join the military. But they're lying to them, saying, you'll be a citizen soldier. You'll be right here at home. So this is people that don't want to fight. They're saying, you join the National Guard. You support the real troops here in the U.S. They've been deploying over 80% of the National Guard. They're getting rid of the National Guard and completely federalizing it for combat duty domestically and internationally. So this video ought to show National Guard confiscating people's guns, going into people's houses, taking down their American flags, stealing their property, taking it ought to show the troops at a bank, helping the bankers steal all the pension funds. Then this would be an accurate video. And again, we're not against the troops here. We're against you being propagandized and brainwashed. So continue. It's just every 5 seconds is pure lies. Go back to it. All right, hit pause right there. Oh, I stormed the beaches of Normandy. See, they're going back through all the heritage. Meanwhile, it was big U.S. and British banks that actually installed Hitler. He was Time Magazine Man of the Year twice and worshipped in the United States and told to go ahead and invade those countries. Then they set him up and brought him down. They create these evil demons, just like Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, all of them. So they're equating joining the National Guard with all this when the National Guard is openly going to be used against the American people in gun confiscation. Continue. Hit pause. He loves his wife. They just tug on every heartstring. He's kissing his ring. Family. So you're watching this. It makes you think of your wife. So that's for the old people watching. This is all unified propaganda to sell the public on war, to sell the public on tyranny, to get young people to join the National Guard, thinking they won't be shipped overseas. They'll be backing up the citizen soldiers. Continue. So they mix war in with soldiers helping people here in the U.S., more propaganda. In truth, the National Guard would be there confiscating the firearms, as they do all over the country. There's a disaster now. So, again, just like Barack Obama says, well, I'm for compulsory soup kitchens. But really behind that is domestic police brigades. So, see, this is all just propaganda they put in here. Continue. I always place the mission first. Then they say pray. You know, the government's there destroying religion when they don't like it or using it to control people when they can. With the clergy response teams, right out of Red Dawn, the local preachers trained to tell American citizens to turn their guns in and go to FEMA camps. Hit pause. I will never accept defeat. Defeat to them is leaving an occupied country. And now Obama's basically saying the troops will just stay in Iraq forever. They're going to increase the troops in other areas of the world like Afghanistan. And the message is, I never show a white flag. We never retreat. We never leave. They said we'd be there 6 months. They promised we were. But the documents said they were going to be there forever. 100-year war. So, again, just every 5 seconds, pure propaganda. Continue.
I walk beside you. But you may not see me. The strongest among you may.
strongest among you may not wear a crown. You have the redcoats coming to confiscate guns. That's how it started. You have the militia shooting them. And now they cut to U.S. military doing a breach entry, blowing open the door for gun confiscation. The redcoats are coming to take the guns. They show you the image of the Minutemen firing back. Then it cuts to U.S. military doing an entry for gun confiscation. Back it up a few seconds here. They've all been trained. They're coming back to be cops and domestic military. They've been kicking down doors thousands of times. They're trained in it. They brought back the main brigade, who are the top folks in this, to the United States for this. Just play out. We're going to come back and finish it up. I meant to get to all these calls, but I started analyzing propaganda. It's just, you know, fructose corn syrup's good for you. A really study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Half of brands tested high levels of mercury. But on the ads, they go, there's no proof there's anything wrong with corn syrup. It's a conspiracy theory. You know, everything's fine.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Yeah, propaganda. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. You can throw your rock, you can hide your hand, work in the dark against your fellow man.
You can run on for a long time.
But what you do in the dark will be brought to light. We're doing that right now.
Run on for a long time.
Sooner or later, gonna cut you down. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the propaganda piece. So he's fighting gun confiscators right here. They don't tell you that. Next, it cuts to gun confiscators. Oh, yeah. left more than 10,000 U.S. troops with the Soviets they grabbed out of German camps and didn't even care about. They'll leave you behind in a minute. They'll inject you with deadly vaccines. They're also now taking the promise of free health care for life from World War II and Korean War vets, and they're taking the Second Amendment right away from vets right now. That's what the new White House chief of staff is basically pushing. Join the Republic. Fight for the Republic now. Fight the New World Order, folks. Join the real fight for liberty, not this phony counterfeit. Go back to it. Hit pause. I stepped forward when the towers fell, when the globalists blew them up. And then they breathe deadly dust and they won't give them treatment, even though it's admitted.
Okay, continue.
We are free because they are brave. That might have been the truth in the past, but this isn't our military anymore. And the sooner we start realizing that and facing up to that, the sooner we can turn this republic back. The people running our country are openly in the Wall Street Journal announcing that they're getting rid of the dollar, bringing in an Amero, and creating a North American Union. Everything we told you is now admitted. It's all happening. They're making their move. I love this country more than anything. This is where my family's been for hundreds of years. I had family on the Mayflower, family of the Revolutionary War, family right here in Texas. We raised Colonel Travis's son. My family's been here since, 1829. Folks, I love Texas. I love the Republic. And I'm telling you right now, this is the New World Order, period. Stop being conned by this slick propaganda. We just showed you all those other commercials that are full of lies. We're going to start doing that more and more here. If there's a commercial you want us to check out, send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. We're going to start having a featured commercial every day on the show, or I'll spend 10 minutes analyzing it. If you want to support us, too, as well, folks, we're in the fight for the Republic night, no one else. And the materials at Infowars.com, the books, the videos, it's all about getting the word out. So please go there and purchase the books and films so we can continue to fight for the Republic. And join us in the fight. Keep spreading the word about the show. Support congressmen and others that are fighting the New World Order, Ron Paul and others. Coming up in the rebroadcast, we had a great interview with Mike Rivero and a lot of calls and a lot of key news I covered on new gun control at the very start of the show, where they're going to put you on citizen watch list and won't be able to own guns. So that is, without a judge or jury or anything, that is coming up in the rebroadcast. It starts in T-minus 2 minutes, one place, Infowars.com. Well, some stations re-air the show, so one place online, Infowars.com. Before I do that, though, I want to thank our final sponsor of the day. Survival is key, ladies and gentlemen, and SurvivalistSeeds.com are great folks. And so I just hope people will check out their site and what they're doing. And again, everything we talk about is documented. Everything we talk about is on record. We understand the enemy program. We understand their propaganda. This is what we do. This is what we study. And we are counting on you out there to carry the ball. We're all in this together. This is the true patriotism. This is not the counterfeit they were just pushing there. This is a huge lie just because on the face of it, they tell you you're going to stay at home as a National Guardsman. That's not true. They're going to send you overseas. All right. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fight for the empire. Fight for the Republic. God bless you all. We'll be right back in 1 minute at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.